July of next year. I'm never going to get to this. Okay. Stuff from last week. This is We left off last week. We were discussing the parameters of the Shluchah d'Avera. We pointed out the Tosfos of Mitzi in the first parak has a major machlokes. Today the Tosfos whether Ein Shluchah d'Avera is a din onshin, means you can't hold the shaliach, you can't hold the shaliach responsible and let the shaliach off the hook. That's the nature of Ein Shluchah d'Avera. But Ein Shluchah d'Avera go much deeper than that. Ein Shluchah d'Avera means that the shluchah is the payload. I mean, any chalosim that were attempted to be accomplished through this shlichos on b'teilim and b'talim, because the etzma shlichos is b'teilim as well. The etzma is to the shayla, like on a kiddush avera. So one person appoints somebody else as a shaliach, the kaddish anisha, the iser to him. So we say shlichos on avera means that the shlichos is not kayim. It means that the kiddushim are not chal. But no, shlichos on avera has nothing to do with the chalos that are going to be chal. It's nothing to do with b'talim shlichos. So there are really two cases, Lamaisa, that the Koskim discuss, which relate to this. One was that we just barely mentioned at the end of the show last week, the case that men viewed in the get. I want to talk about that more in Richos today. But before we get to that, I want to talk about a more modern day scenario, a more modern day application of these 2 days in Tosis. We're all aware of the fact that there is a controversial procedure that's performed in Eretz Yisrael once every 7 years. That's what's called the Hetter Mechira. You know that the basic reason for that Mechira is that it was felt that it was too difficult to observe Shemitah on such a level, since the entire country observing Shemitah. So whether that premise is correct or not is not our purpose right now. But that was the premise of the Hetter. So the basic thrust of the Heter, we got not spending too much time on that. The Heter, the basic yourself was working with the assumption that if the land of Israel belongs to a guy, so it's not subject to the Dinim of Shemitah. Now, whether or not that statement is true is a big machlokes in the Rishonim, but that's the premise of the Heter, that if the land will belong to a guy, so then the Dinim of Shemitah will not apply. But there's a problem. Even if that highly questionable premise is true, the question is practically how are we going to get the land to belong to a guy? So the problem that we face by selling the land to a guy is the problem of Lo Sechonim. The Torah tells us to Lo Sitam Chanei V'Karka, that one is not permitted to sell the land to a guy. It's just the Araisa to sell part of the land of Israel to a guy. So even if the Nekilim are correct that we assume the land would belong to a goy would not be chayav in shmita. That would mean if you have a land that was owned by a goy himself, and if he had his own land there to sell, so then one could argue machlokes rishonim, Rashi and Rambam, machlokes rishonim, is shmita a plus shmita play or not? But how are we going to practically get our kibbutzim, our mush of him to belong to the goy? How's that going to happen? What happens to the yisar of lo sechonim? So anyone who advocates that the mechira has to solve this problem also. You can't just say that, well, we're just working on the shmita angle, we're not involved in the Chanaf, and after we go ahead and advocate violating a misadirais of Lo Sechonim. So it was this problem, Lo Sechonim, that in fact led some Gedolim to say that there's no way to solve this problem. And there were some Gedolim who were less bothered with the Shemitah problem than with the Lo Sechonim problem. There's a famous comment from the Nitziv. But the Nitziv said, basically, he said, you're jumping out of the, how's the phrase go? Jumping out of the frying pan into the fire. So you're trying to solve a problem of Shemitah, which according to most Rishonim is not just part of the Rabbanon for a variety of reasons. So you're trying to solve a problem of the Rabbanon by violating the Nitziv. So the Nitziv was opposed to the Mechira. More on the Sechonim angle than he may have had objections with the Shemitah angle also, but his thrust was that was a problem of the Sechonim, and many others followed along that line of reasoning also. So the Chazon Ish was not exactly a big advocate of that mechira on many levels, but the Chazon Ish had an interesting twist in this sugya of Lo Sechanim, which is really based on our discussion. That's the Chazon Ish. He was working with the assumption that Lo Sechanim is going to be violated. There's no way to get around this. That was some folks who had the idea that the people were selling them through a Geri Tesha, or it's not a Mechir Li'elam, or it's a Mechir at the top level of the ground. All the Kunst and Mechadish are bought to any of them. He held this Ma'am Shinissa Gom, and this is the Ra'is of Lo Sechanim. So he says, okay. So it's all right. So the person who sold the land violated Lo Sechanim. I'm not a farmer. I'm a consumer. So I want to know now, Rabbi, tell me, does this land have to be shviyas or not? Do I have to worry about the din of the shviyas on this land or not? So whether the farmer violated Lo Sechanim, that's his problem. What does that do with me? I want to know, Tachlis, can I rely on Hetzer Mechira? In a sense, not like a Mechira, can I go ahead and sell the land? And I want to know, ex post facto, but they have it. Can I assume that the land was really sold? If we assume they did go ahead and sell it. It would depend how the sale was done. If each and every farmer would go to the Arabs and say, okay, I'm going to make a deal with you, I'm going to sell you this piece of land, then the farmers violated this and that. I said, Lo Sechanim, terrible thing. So the night of the Mechir is Chal. If you do an Aveira, you do a Mechir. So you do a Mechir on Shabbos. If I said on Shabbos, I did an Aveira, terrible Aveira, cool Shabbos. So the night of the Mechir is Chal. So the Chazanish said that the guy who violated Lo Sechanim, good. Okay, so he violated Lo Sechanim. But the Mechir is Chal. So then you have to be done. Does Perish Shviyas apply to fields of Zoyim? Is there a condition Shviyas on Karak of Zoyim? Okay, so then you can be down at the Shemitah angle of the Shabbos. Lo Sechanim is over. The Chazanish was violated. Says the Chazanish, that's not what happens. The farmers don't go to the Goyim to sell land. What happens? The farmers appoint the Shemiyah, appoint the Rabbanut, so they sign on the Mechir Chomet. There's a long, long list of which fields are being sold. So I sign on my name, my field, and I appoint the rabbi in effect to be my Shemiyah. And the Chazanish, you're appointing the rabbi to be a Shemiyah. Because there's an Aveira involved, Aveira of Lo Sechanim. So now we have a much more serious problem, because now it turns out that the whole Mechira is the Kalim of Vitalis. Because since Chazon Ish held that the correct shot of that Sugya is Ein Shluchos B'Aveira means that the Shluchos is B'Tela, like the second day in Tarsus, that it's not only a dinner of Onshe and of Chiyuvim, but it's a dinner of Alei to the Yetzim HaShluchos. So says the Chazon Ish, since it's a dinner of Yetzim HaShluchos, so it turns out that the Chiyah Gavna, the Shluchos was B'Tela, if the Shluchos was B'Tela, then the rabbi wasn't authorized. If the rabbi wasn't authorized, then he still didn't belong to him. So it turns out the whole Mechir was Bahu Lulu. So says the Chazon Ish, that Lo Sechanim is not just a problem about L'Chadchila, Lo Sechanim is going to do a thing to be evident. So now when the consumer wants to know 6 months later, is this fruit coming from the land of Shemitah? The answer is, of course, it is. It's the same. It's Jewish owned land because the Hamachira was Baklum of Otero. That was the Chazish Gadol based on this day in Tosus.
Can that really correct? Because are you going to say the Shliach was in Baklum, the name Shliach of Arvera, when at least the Shliach or the Mishaleach has at least the rabbi?
Oh, that's what all the time against the Chazon Ish. I said, wait a second. Half the Rishonim said when the Shliach is Shogay, you don't say Shliach is Arvera. Remember how he tells him the Ritva.
Yeah.
So I'm a mutter shayeg. He's a shaliach, whether he's right or not, whether the father's right or not, the maitha, he thinks what he's doing is mutter. So why should that be any worse than a shayeg? The only problem is that the Ritva held that even the shayeg is actually the Ritva. That's our shach. The shach passes like that Ritva. So that's the question. So Rechanan, the Chanish is now limiting himself to some Rishayim with an angel of the Ritva, 100%. So it's a chiddush. It's a very big chiddush. It's an interesting twist that the Chanish has. Chazanish says, though, that there's good news. It's hard to know what the good news here is. But says the Chazanish, the good news is, guess what? If you appointed the rabbi to sell the land there to sell to you, so the Shluchos is the Tehillah, you know what your good news is? You didn't violate Lo Sechanim. Because Lo Sechanim means that you only violate when the Mechir is Chal. So I don't think that's what the guy who owned the farm wanted here. I mean, it's nice, he's looking at Lo Sechanim, but that wasn't the point of engaging the Rebbe to sell the land for them. So this is an interesting Kiddush of the Chazon Ish. Again, the whole Kiddush is predicated on the fact that the angel of the Rebbe needs a bit more shlichus. The original shaila that the Acharon discussed concerning whether Einshlich of Aver means Bitla Shlichus or not. So we alluded to at the very end of the shiur last week, and I really want to focus on this, because there's some very important issues that relate to Einshlich of Aver, which really revolve around this particular shiloh. Shiloh started with the name of Yehuda. The Yehuda raised the question, what's the din if I appoint a shaliach to get to my wife? Shaliach comes to my wife and he says, I can't have to get from the husband Reuven. And my wife says that she's not interested in receiving a get. So the shaliach is very upset. He says, listen, I got a job to do. I have got time for this here. He pins her down and he sticks it into her hand and he says, he gives her a get. So Lamaisa, what happened here? So putting aside the fact that it was shlichus for a minute, so what happened was, a terrible avlah was done. You're not supposed to divorce a wife against the will. You violated the chayim of a men geshem. The men geshem had a special chayim against people who do those things. On the other hand, the deraisa, we get a chal. Because the deraisa, we get a lamaisa. The get doesn't require a dasa isha. So, if it would be the husband himself would have pinned the wife down and forced her to receive the get, so then the pashtus is that the get would be chal. But some of them would say that Yivalei Chem Ben Geshem, so the get vatal mevutal altogether. But let's assume that like that for a moment. Let's assume that if the husband himself would have done it, would have been chal. Says in Rabbi Yehuda, that's true, the husband himself would do it. Here it's the shliach who does it. So maybe we should invoke the principle of ein shliach d'va'aveira. And if ein shliach d'va'aveira, so then the whole shliach is vatal mevutal, since there's an aveira that's involved. If the shliach is vatal mevutal, it turns out that the quote unquote shliach who gave the get wasn't acting the Torah as a halachic shliach. He was just a stranger, because al pi din he wasn't a shliach. Ein shliach d'va'aveira means vitla shlichus. Turns out the get was given shlo b'shliach d'va'aveira. So the get is vatal mevutal midaraisa. That was an Ebrus Cheshbon. And basically, it's got such a stretch. He says, he's working with the assumption that Tosfos and Ein Shlichus Aveira means Bitul HaShlichus. This is called an Aveira, because it's Chayav Ben Geshem, and not supposed to do this. So the name of the two together, the Shlichus is Bato, and I'll get his Bato on even a level of their eyes. Oh, very good, very good. We mentioned the Tosfos at the end of the show last week.
You
looked it up, right? Okay, so the
definitely, you would not say Shaliach Bavai, the Shaliach.
Right, but that doesn't relate to the Nesimah Shaget.
And here the assumption is that the
Hassan
told him to
his Bible. Oh, that's the Ketosah's hand against the Nebu Yudah. Very good, very excellent. So comes the Ketosah and says, Nebu Yudah is almost right, except for one small Nakuda. Says the Ketosah, if, like that Kedalzon said, the husband himself would have said, listen, I'm appointing as a shaliach to go beat up my wife and give her a shed and force her down her throat, and that would be the shalichos. Would that be right? Would that be a shalichos about her, huh? And the shalichos would be bottled, and the whole get would be bottled and put them in the right. That's not all what happened here. Husband is a nice guy. He wants to get divorced. He hires a shaliach. He didn't realize a shaliach is a tough guy. He's going to pin her down. He's going to force her to get. That aveira was not part of the shlichus. That aveira was like, let's say we say I appoint the shlich, we'll give a get to my wife, and he decides to go drive and shop to bring her a get. So he decided to do an aveira in the course of the shlichus. What does that have to do with me? What does that have to do with the shlichus? The shlichus wasn't on the aveira, so the shlichus was on the sinas aget, and the sinas aget gufa was not required to be done in the aveira. So therefore, says the Ketosah, and the Yehuda, in theory, maybe you're right. Maybe Tais is right. Maybe that idea is right. Maybe Tachin Shlichus Avera means the Shlichus is the Tela. But this is not a Shlichus Avera because the Shlichus wasn't on the Avera. That's the technical Makuda that the Ketosah picks up in the Yehuda.
The difference between the driving and the
Sinus,
I guess, the
driving was certainly. Right. It's not a perfect Moshe. That's tied with the Yehuda with Islam. Even the Yehuda with Islam, the case of the driving is not, it's not Shaykh. But that seems to be the Nakudas of Mechorik is itself. So where do you draw the line? Because here the Nesirah Faget, the Akrach, was part of the Nesirah Faget. On the other hand, it wasn't authorized by the Baal to do it in such a surah. That seems to be the point that they disagree with. But let's put aside this technical Mechorik is itself and the Nesirah for a moment. Let's even give in to the Nesirah that this would potentially qualify as Ein Shlichus Aveira as well. Question is this really a valid application of Ein Shlichus Aveira? Even if Tais is right, that Ein Shlichus Aveira, Tais in the Chazanish right, that Ein Shlichus Aveira means Bitul HaShlichus, is this really correct? Is this really the proper application of that principle of Ein Shlichus Aveira? So, the Nevi Yehuda himself throw somewhat of a monkey wrench into this discussion. Come to the Adin and says, you know, this Aveira of giving a get, the Al-Korcha, this is a Chayim Berabin and Geshem. Chayim Berabin and Geshem is not exactly a Din Der Aisa. Let me say, the Chumash, the Abshah Moshalem, don't get your wives to the Al-Korcha. He's a terrible Maisa, so I'm going to get his Chal, the Al-Korcha. But you're supposed to do it, not supposed to do it, it's a nice thing to do, it's not such a nice thing. Some of the times doesn't want you to do it. But it's hard to call it an Issa Der Aisa, in the classic sense of the word. The reason why it's also going to get the Al-Korcha is the Chayim Berabin and Geshem. So come to the Agud and says, the Chayim Rabin Geshem, what Tokif in Allah does that have? Is that a Din Deraisa? No. It's a Din Derabana. It's a Takanas HaChamim that was Nimna Begamru by the Chachmei Ashkenaz under the authority of Rabin Geshem. He made a Nisa Derabana, but you're not allowed to get the Akrofa. In fact, it's in a certain sense a low level Nisa Derabana, because it's not even buying a little pie salt. And Rabin Reichen is a dumb at the Pesha Mishnayas. That any takana or any isra, any gzeira that was instituted by Chachmei Gemara is binding on all Jews. Let's say, you're going to find the Jewish community in Chachmei, so the Jewish community tucked away in the middle of Africa, that they never heard of the Gemara. They never heard of, like Ethiopia. They never heard of the Gemara. They never heard of the Mishnayas. So it doesn't matter. And I'm like, they're still bound by it. Because when they find out about it, they have to keep it. Why? Because the Chachmei Gemara, the takanas of the Chachmei Gemara, were takanas that were made by all the Chachmei Torah. So the fact that you personally were in the dark, you didn't know about it. So when you find out about it, so you're bound by it. So when you're bound by a Pesach Mabeis and a Gola, whether you know about it, you don't know about it. But says the Rambam clearly that there's a distinction between Takanas and Gezeiros that were instituted as Manak and Mar, things that were instituted later. The Rambam writes, things that were instituted, the Rabbanim that were instituted after the Chachmei Gemara, those were never Nimnu V'Gomel of all of Klal Yisrael. So different communities accepted them, different communities didn't accept them. Those communities that accepted them are bound by them. Those communities that were not under the jurisdiction of those Rabbanim who made those Gezeiros are not bound by them. Of course, you get a kidneyus. So the Ashkenazi Rishonim instituted kidneyus, and the Sfari Rishonim didn't institute kidneyus. The Sfari is a lot of eating kidneyus, it's not a problem. So the same is true for the Chayim Ben Geshem. The Chayim Ben Geshem was instituted by Ben Geshem. Ben Geshem was an Ashkenazi. He was Rashi, he's Rebbe. So, we know, I don't know whether the Sfari accepted this particular Chayim, but the other Chayim they didn't accept. The Chayim was not married to wives, so the Sfari didn't accept it. Until very recently in Eretz Yisrael, so the Sfari didn't marry to wives. So comes an Adin and says, the Chayim of Ben Geshem is really only a Derabanan. So I have a funny question. What's the din on a level of Deraisa if you have an Aveira Derabanan? If I appoint you as a Shaliach to do an Aveira, but the Aveira is only an Aveira Derabanan. It's not Losirtha, it's not some Deraisa, only an Aveira Derabanan. So now, what do you say on a level of Deraisa? Do you say that, well, on a level of Deraisa, it's not an Aveira? So if on a level of Deraisa, it's not an Aveira, it turns out that the Shlichos is not really effective, because Moshe Rabbeinu's definition of Shlichos, is this a good Shlichos? Are you answering here? There's no Aveira here. On the other hand, maybe we should say that once the Chachamim institute this is the Rabbanan, that becomes also part of the Teshuvah of that, becomes also part of the Halacha. So once there's an Issa of the Rabbanan that's thrown into the equation, so then that's called a Shlich and Ba'aveir, and the Shlich is also going to be bought up. So that's going to be that distinction. What would it be if you have an Issa of the Rabbanan? If you have Shlichos of Ba'aveir, but the Tok of the Aveir is only an Aveir of the Rabbanan. So should you say, do you go, you follow the Deraisa, the definition of Shlichus, if Mideraisa there's no Aveira, so Mideraisa the Shlichus is Kayemes, but you say, no, there's self-called Midirabanan, there is an Aveira, so then Midirabanan, Ein Shlichus is Aveira, and once it's Rabanan, Ein Shlichus is Aveira, so even Mideraisa is called Ein Shlichus is Aveira. That's a shout that I just throw out. So Lechura, that's going to affect this yet. Is this yet Bokka Mideraisa now? So, says that I did, not only do you have to say, that Ein Shlichus V'Aveir applies here against the Ksosu's line of reasoning. And not only do you have to say that Ein Shlichus V'Aveir means Bittul HaShlichus, like one day in Taitim Babasiyah, but you have to say a third Chiddush. You have to say that Ein Shlichus V'Aveir applies in full force, even though the Tokef of the Aveira is only Midi Rabbanan. That's already a Chiddush Kavos. That's already three Chiddushim. So then the Rebbe just backtracks and then he says, so it could be that this Chayim of the Menegeshim is really a bona fide Issa D'Araisa. D'Araisa, the Chayim of the Chumash. It's not even in the Gemara, it's Chavachayim of the Chumash. So says the really quotes the Shuvah of Ashba, where the Ashba writes that when you have a Chayim means like a Shvua, because when you have a whole Sibur accepts upon themselves that we're not going to do this and this thing, we're accepting the Chayim, the Shvua, that we're not going to, you know, violate this and this Aveira. So although the Aveira per se may have only been an Aveira Drabanan, But the chayim is their aisa, because chayim is like a shvua. It's like Eru, all Kleisrael, all the Ashkenazim members of Kleisrael, as they say in the Megillah, kibu v'kibu alev v'alzarem v'alkonulim alev, means they will makaba upon themselves and upon their generations to come, that we're not going to do these activities. We're not going to marry two wives, and we're not going to get into our wives v'alkocha. That was a Kabbalah Tzibur, and that Kabbalah Tzibur is binding between Shavua, and even though you personally may not have been noted the Shavua b'picha, but there's a new concept that Allah called the Shavua Tzibur. The Shavua Tzibur is binding even their eyes. The Rashba says that. So comes in, not everyone agrees to this Rashba, but the Rashba says it. So comes in as Yehudim says, so if that's true, so then the Aveira here is Muhammad. We thought it was. We thought it was only an Aveira, the Rabbanah, and therefore you can connect a little bit. Well, it's only the Rabbanah, so therefore Yeshlech is Aveira, it's only the Aveira, the Rabbanah, it doesn't make a difference. So no, it could be that we really are dealing with an Aveira, the Araisa. So this is the basic thrust of the Tshuva in Ben Yehuda, that he opens up the possibility for us that Ein Shlichus and Aveira being Bittul HaShlichus refers us to the 2 days in Taisus in Bava Metzia. Then you had a technical issue that the site takes the Medrash to test for, is this really called the Shlichus and Aveira, because the Aveira is separate and distinct from the Shlichus per se. That's a sense of technical issue. Then the Medrash raises in a sense a more fundamental issue, is this really an Aveira? Is this really an Aveira that we have to reckon with? Because this is only an Aveira to Rabbanon. They start to talk with their Rabbanon, their eyes, and maybe tap at their eyes, and see themselves conclude that it's an Aveira, their Aisa, their first Shlichus of Aveira, their Shlichus of Aveira, they get both of them in their Aisa. But that last Nakuda that the Nebi Yehuda raised about, would we say, Ein Shlichus of Aveira, by Yisum Drabanan, that's already something that's relevant for us. So yeah, that Nakuda, whether or not, in the end, the Nebi Yehuda place is right in terms of the technical case to get, that's a technical question. But that Nakuda that the Nebi Yehuda raised, that's a fascinating Nakuda in and of itself. I mean, what would it mean? What would the lovely other scenario? If I appoint you as a shliach to do something which is an aveir, it's an aveir of gemura, midrabanan. So now what's the din? You go ahead and you do it. So if you say, ein shliach is aveir, so the whole shliach is vatel and mevutel, even the aveir is midrabanan, even the righteous shliach is vatel. But you say, no, the righteous mechud is midrabanan, mechud, that the din midrabanan, the aveir midrabanan, isn't going to impact on the shliach is midrabanan. It's not going to detract from the shliach is midrabanan. So this shaila already predated the Nebi Yehuda. This Shaila was originally raised by the Mishnah Lamelech. So the Mishnah Lamelech raises this question in Hilchos Aseret Beis, and he has a fascinating raya from the Gemara. So the Gemara, the fifth of the Ma'amot Chamos, gives all the introduction to Persia. Now the fifth of the Ma'amot Chamos, the Gemara in Baba Kama, and after an Aleph, I'm an Aleph. The Mishnah is talking about a boar. Said a few weeks ago, a person digs a hole in the middle of the street, somebody, an animal falls in, gets hurt, and nefesh shemashah chamor, bala boi shalem, the chiyuv to pay for the shlumid boar. So the Mishnah has a whole complicated scenario about a boar shall stay shutzin. If you have a boar that belongs to two partners, who's chayim, who's the first heir spouse, the second heir spouse, we'll get, we're not learning the details of boar right now. But what's important for us is the Gemara's question, is Amri boar shall stay shutzin, heikin mishkachas, but what's the case exactly? What means the boar belongs to two people? Do both people dig it, both people own it? The Gemara's trying to figure out what happened exactly. So the Gemara, towards the second to last line of it, from the Gemara Kamos, so says the Gemara, maybe a case like this, Yidishavu Shaliach Shavayu, Amri Lei Zil Kari Lan V'Azal Kari Lu. Maybe what it means, Moshe Shnei Shifu mean, doesn't mean that each guy sitting there with a shovel and digging up the half the hole. There's only one digger in the hole. But what? That one digger was appointed as a shaliach by two people. So Reuben and Shimon, they go into partnership. I mean, they want to dig a hole in the street. So rather, each person taking their own shovel, they both appoint Levi to dig the hole. So says the Gemara, maybe that's the Boshesh Mishnah. Maybe that's what the Mishnah is referring to. So you can have a case where there's one person who's practically digging the bore, and then he has the Shalash Mishnah because he's representing both of them. So asks the Gemara, no, that cannot be the case. That's the Gemara on technical ground, that cannot be what Chazal, what the Mishnah was referring to. Because Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Because of the klal of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. So therefore, that can't be the case. You see clearly from this Gemara that if Reuven appoints Shimon as a Shliach to dig a bar for him, Reuven is not chayav. Shimon is chayav. Because Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira kicks in, digging a bar is considered to be an Aveira. Comes to the Shlomo Melech and says, I challenge you, where is there an Aveira in the Torah to dig a bar? Torah says in Parashat Mishpatim, Ki yiftach ish bor, ki yichah ish bor, v'chatenu, v'chashav ha-shal ha-chamor, v'alav o-ish-shalom. if a person digs a pit and some animal falls in, so then there's a chiyuv man. The Torah does not say that don't dig pits in the middle of the street. What if a person goes out and digs a pit? He says, listen, I'm going to dig a bar and a rabbit. I'm fully aware of the fact something may fall in, and if an animal falls in, I'll pay the owner. No problem. So I'll take care of it. I'm not going to be negligent. We'll put up a camera, and if it falls in, I'll cover the expenses that way. I have to dig a pit in the middle of the street. Is there anything wrong with that? I thought about it in terms of midos. Is that the right thing to do? But pure walk, is there anything wrong with that? So the Gemara says a phrase in Bava Kamma, "Asa lekalkel rishus harabim." That is prohibited for a person to do anything in the street that can cause somebody to get hurt. You're not allowed to pour water in the street, and if you do pour water in the street, you have to clean it up. And you're not allowed to leave a banana peel on the floor. "Asa lekalkel rishus harabim." So the chora, a guy digs a pit, I'm awake for lint. "In lekalkel rishus harabim dalav b'zeh." Says the Mishnah Melech, where does it say that a chumash also the kalka rishus harabim? Where does it say also that you're not allowed to do banana peels on the floor? Says the Mishnah Melech, the finish of the rabbanon. Means midarai, says the chiyuv tashlumin. If I leave it, banana peel, somebody falls, that's like a bor rishus harabim, and takam chas to pay midarai. So midarai, the parsha's bor is a chavak tashlumin. It's not a mitzvah. The iser also the kalka rishus harabim. That's only an iser midarabbanon. Says the Mishnah Melech. To that, only in the Siddur Rabbanon, also the Kapo Shizarabim. And nevertheless, the Gemara uses the phrase, invokes the term, Ein Shlichus V'Aveira. So what do you see from this Gemara? You see, Klar, that Ein Shlichus V'Aveira applies even to Isurim Rabbanon. That was the Mishnah Melech's right, and we tucked away above a Kabbat after an hour from an hour. So, did the Jews like that? Did the Jews that was also basically wearing that mahalach, that angel of the very place and still going as well. That was Mishnah Melech. Come to Meshech Chochmah in the Sefer Meshech Chochmah, he says, no, you can disagree with the Raya. Not a Raya. He disagrees with the premise of the Mishnah Melech. He says, also the Kalka which is Rabim is not an Issa Derabbanan, but also the Kalka which is Rabim is an Issa Deraisa. Where's the Issa Deraisa? Let's say the Chumash, not the Kalka which is Rabim. Says the Mishnah Chok was fascinating shot. The listener either loisi tenishal. Says the Mishnah Chokma, you know, we're so halacha minded. We think when we read that pasuk of Ashkenazim, listener either loisi tenishal. What do we think that means? We think that means don't give food to a guy without making a bro. We think don't give a guy an eight to shen hagenis. So says the Mishnah, those are all true. But they give the yes and the shidduch. What do they even mean? That don't put a suitcase down when a blind person is going to fall on it. Says the Mishnah Chochma, might not mean whether the person is physically blind, or whether the person can't see because it's a banana peel on the floor. That's also the same with the Mishnah. So says the Mishnah Chochma, is that Issa Derayis that Chok Rosh Hashanah. Once you ascertain, once you assume that there is in fact an Issa Derayis that Chok Rosh Hashanah, so now wait a second, the Gemara says in Shulchan Vaveira, you want to bring the Araya, then Shulchan Vaveira applies by their abundance also, nothing doing, the Araya is no good. Because if the Meshachach was right, that the Issa Shulchan Vaveira is really an Issa Derayis and an Issa Derabbanan, then Ein Shulchan Vaveira makes perfect sense, because they're dealing with their Derayis, so maybe in a Chanami. We assume that we be an Avera Derabbanan, take it again, okay, whatever it is. In terms of love, you have a Shaila Derabbanan, maybe a Chanami, maybe Ein Shulchan Vaveira, if the Avera is on a Derabbanan. So the Machloik is the Mishnah Melech and the Mishnah Chochma, which is in effect real to deal with the Nebi Yehuda as well. Do you say in Shluchat Vaveira by the Rabbanan ends up to be a Bava Kamma Sugya? Ends up not even to be Kedushin Nachman Bey Sugya. It ends up to be a Bava Kamma and Alpha Rala Sugya. The basic Shaila is there an Issa Choko Shis Ram Der Aisa? If the answer to that question is yes, and there's no raya from the Gemara of Shluchat Vaveira by the Rabbanan. The answer to that question is no, that there's no Issa Deraisa whatsoever involved in building and digging a bor Rosh Hashanah. So you have a raya brewer, Harsh Emelat Shuvah, and Ein Shluchat Vaveira applies to the Rabbanan as well. So what is the answer to that question? Who's right? Is the Mishnah Melech or the Mishnah Chochma right? What is it in? Is there an Issa Choko Rosh Hashanah Deraisa now? I thought that this may be a Machlokes Rishonim, suggestion, based on the very, very first, well, at least one of the first figures in Bava Kamma, the Beizim and Alice. We know there's a cloud of eight Oshim and Hadin. That when you're dealing with, let's say, Shiv and Misa Beizim, so the Torah says that if a person violates an Aveira and Chai Misa Beizim, so we have no right to say, well, if you violate this Aveira, Chai Misa Beizim, Kavachayim, or if you violate Mohammedic Aveira, he's for sure in violation of, he's for sure Chai Misa Beizim. The Gemara says, "Ein anshin medin." How do you know that? Because the Torah says that if a person is mezada with his half sister, so he's chayav karas, he's chayav malchus for balachos, even though she's only a chosim avu b'chosim imo. Then the Torah says that not only have you violated your rights for the half sister yichayev, but even with your full sister yichayev also. Achleisahi, even if she's beimin ha beimin ein yichayev. Says the Gemara, Makas, Yima says Makas. I don't say if she's your half sister yichayev, the Kavach Hamish is a full sister yichayev. Why does the Torah bother telling you that? The answer is if the Torah wouldn't have told it to you, you would have said ein anshin. I can't get a guy malchus based on Kavach Hamish. I can't punish a guy based on the Kavach Hamish. So the chiddush of the Torah is that since the Torah went out of its way to tell you something that you could have figured out logically based on Kavach Hamish, you see from here, can't use Kavach Hamish in the realm of Onshin. That's the Kavach Hamish, ain't Onshin the Medin. Why that's true is a big question. What's the lumdus put together time for that halacha? But the nice is true. So comes Tosus, the Daveid of an Alephim of a Kama, and raised the following shana. The term that we find for Onshin Miradin, so we're always talking about Onshin Haguf. We're talking about primarily Mishas Beidin, maybe the Malchus. What about Onshin Mamon? Can you be Mechayev a person Mamon Miradin? Can you use Kavachomer to say that Mardach of Yechayev to pay money for a lesser violation, to Kavachomer for a more chomer violation? What's the din? Is Onshin Mamon Miradin or ain't Onshin Mamon Miradin? So Taisha says in the Kavach of Ezim and Aleph, and Dubach and Loz Zeb Zeb. Says Tosfos Tzitzas Masha, the Masha for the Onshin Menadin. Tosfos says he has arrived from the Sugin of the Kama Davei, that yes, when it comes to Maman Onshin Maman Menadin, but he says it's against the Mechilpa. Mechilpa Tanya, she yiftach mecha yichre. The Torah says if you either open the board, it means the board is ready there, you won't cover it. She yiftach means you take off the man, and the man will cover. Mecha yichre, or if you dig the hole yourself. So why does the Torah give you two examples? Yes, the Mechilpa, im ala psicha chai, ala kriyala kosh again, if a guy who merely uncovered a pre-existing boss, he could have argued, I didn't make the boss. It was there already, I just uncovered it. And still the Torah says, no, you uncovered it, so you're responsible. I'm like, Kriya, because forget it, guy comes to the jackhammer, digs a boss in the middle of the street, so come a chomer, that's never partial. So why does the Torah give you two scenarios? And what melchash ain't on shimon ben adin. So the mechilta says, teach you that ain't on shimon ben adin. That's what the Mechilta says. Taisha gets all concerned. It sounds from the Gemara that days in the Kama that yes, Onshin Mom and Adin. The Mechilta seems to interpret the Sukkot by boy that ain't Onshin and Adin. So Taisha tries to show you that, well, the Gemara later on in the Kama anyway has a different Joshua and the Nation of Sukkot, so it could be from the Chalik and the Gemara and the Mechilta. But not the end of the world, says Taisha. But Tosfos understood this Mechilta to be referring to the Chiyuv Mamon of Bor and got concerned. Hey, wait a second. Mechilta seems to be saying that yes, the Klal is Ein Onshin Mamon Adin as well. So the Chiyuv Mekubet says, I'm not speaking about Beizim and Alf, and not about Shavuot, so it's fair about that. So comes the Chiyuv Mekubet and says, no. Tosfos writes out of the Raya. The Mechilta wasn't talking about the Chiyuv Mamon. Says the Chiyuv Mekubet that the Mechilta was talking about the Isser of digging Boris in Yishus Adam. The Chilta is saying, if you uncover a hole, that's an aveira, and Hashem is going to punish you, and you'll be chayav, and you'll be papishmaya, ala kriyama kol shekein, how much more so are you going to be chayav if you mamish dig? And the Chilta, ain't Shem min adin. The reason why the Torah had to repeat both phrases is because when it comes to Onshin, we can't invoke an Onesh, we can't invoke a Kavachom when we give a person an Onesh. So, the Shita is learning, that's just quoting the Sharma learning, that the Mechilta never in a million years meant the issue of Onshin Mamun Ben Adin. The Mechilta wasn't talking about Mamun, the Mechilta was talking about Onshin, it was talking about Yisurim. Why didn't Taisus go with that? Why didn't Taisus give that alternative Sharma Mechilta? Why didn't Taisus say that, no, the Mechilta is not telling us a Onshin Mamish Mamun Ben Adin, the Mechilta is talking about the Isser of Kriyas Bar. The answer is, because Taisus told there is no such thing. At a level of deraisa, there is no issa kriyas bar. Shit Mekubetas is assuming there are two dinam in deraisa bar. There's the issa to build the bar, there's the bar, and there's the chiyas tashlumin. So it could be that this double pulse was referring to the issa, not so much of the chiyas tashlumin. Taisha says, there is no issa. Issa is bigger bar, after this is their bar. There's a else like after Shit Ram. So he's not going to discuss that. Mechut is not talking about them, their bar. Mechut is talking about Perish of Sukkim. So the Mechut understood that there is no issa deraisa of digging a bar. So that machlek is Taisus and the Shita. The Dasa Mechilpa. Is there an Issa Zignabor or not? Taisus says no, and the Mechilpa and the Shita Gwet that yes. So that's the same machlek as the Mishnah Melech and the Mishnah Chokhmah. And that machlek is going to impact as the Gevein Shluch and Ravir. At the end of the day, in the Bekaman and Aleph and Aleph, the Gemara invokes the principle of Gevein Shluch and Ravir, the Gabi Dikin Boris. So according to the Mishnah Melech, you have a raya brewer that ain't supposed to be there even by Yisum Dirabanan. Whereas according to the Cholkim, according to the Meshach Chachmu, holds that Dignibor is an Issa Deraisa. According to Shittim Kubetz, the Pasha told that Dignibor is an Issa Deraisa. The fact that the Gemara says that Shlichus Dirabanan does not indicate anything to us about Shlichus by Yisum Dirabanan, so maybe and maybe no, but there's no raya from the Gemara. The whole part of this cloud, they should look at now, there has a lot of parameters to it. You have to know whether the shlichus is the tailor, you have to understand whether that applies to Yisum Dirabanan, to the Yisum Dirabanan, to the Yisum Dirabanan, to the Shogeg, to other different permutations, just how far the shlichus are there to go. So for tomorrow, we'll continue with the next thing.